Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I don't know how to start saying hi. Like, I just don't know if I should say, hey guys, or like, ahlo sahla. My name is Ritana, and welcome to the first episode of and Blessed, where I talk about shit that nobody told me anything about ever in my life, itlaqan abadan. Mainly pleasure, anatomy, sexuality, wow, life force, eroticism, and how caring about these things doesn't make you wrong, a wiskha, a khasisa, or unlovable, or a hoe. Not that there's anything wrong with being a hoe. In fact, when I was writing this show, I wrote a whole thing called Why I Wanna Be a Hoe, but it didn't make it to the first season. We'll get to it. Anyways, so I'm an artist from Saudi Arabia. I was born and raised there. I moved here 6 years ago. And let's talk a little bit about Saudi Arabia, because I know it's not like saying I'm from Saudi Arabia isn't like being like I'm wearing red shoes. That didn't come off right. A little information regarding Saudi Arabia and my life there. I loved growing up in Saudi Arabia. It was so rewarding. Mujtama'na is like a village. We take care of each other. As a woman and a girl growing up there, I felt so protected and so revered. Our bodies are sacred, our energy is sacred, and that's something to really take care of and protect. But that protection was taken to an extreme. So I was such an alien to my body. I had no idea what my anatomy was. We didn't have any type of sex ed. Anything that was just primal and fully alive and like really, really in your vessel was completely suppressed and shut down and forbidden and punishable. And that's why I didn't know where my holes were until 2 years ago. And that's really not okay. It's not okay. And hold up, digiga digiga, let's not pretend that Saudi and Islam are the only arenas where female sexuality is repressed. This shit happens everywhere, even in America. It happens everywhere. It's the OG of pandemics. This has been happening for thousands of years. I think we're all khalas with it. By the way, khalas is a very important word. It's one of the greatest words you'll ever learn in your life. It means stop it, shut the up, I don't want to see your face. Khalas. Basta!
Khalas.
Khalas! I'm not an expert. I read a bunch of books and a few essays and my mind is blown. And I just want to share it with you guys because I know that if I knew just 2% of what I've learned, if I knew that as a young girl growing up, I would have felt so much less alone and at war with myself. And I think that's why I'm doing this, actually. I can't find the voices that are stumbling through this. I want to be a voice in the conversation that isn't fully realized and self-actualized. I just want to show that it's not easy for everybody. And ايش حتتعلموا معايا في الحلقات الجايه من and Blessed. We're gonna learn about sexuality, some really dope information about it, some really lame myths. What is sex? What is eroticism? What does consent mean? And we're gonna learn why these things are so important and crucial to our existence and why we're so, so disconnected from them. The because number one is freedom. I want us to have the freedom to be curious about our bodies and our sexuality. I love what Adrienne Marie Brown says. She wrote this book, Pleasure Activism. And she says, pleasure is a measure of freedom. Second reason is harm reduction. There's a statistic in a book that I read by Emily Nagoski called Come As You Are. The majority of rapes in the United States happen within marriages. And that's here in America, where for the most part, we talk about our sexuality in a very open manner. This is telling us that there's something wrong, even within a marriage. It makes my heart sink to think what's happening في البلدان العربية where we don't talk about sex or sexuality at all. If we bring it to the forefront and just admit that we all have sexuality, we all want pleasure, we can start to teach each other the healthy ways to be in relationship with these things that are so incredibly natural. Third point is loving empowerment. And I know this sounds cheesy, but if we get to know our bodies and our homes, we can make them loving. I really want to have a loving home. I want to know how my bathroom works. Don't you know, want to know how your bathroom works? I want to wrap with one of the books that really changed me, and we'll have all of this below, from Emily Nagoski's book, Come As You Are. I think to feel normal is to feel that you belong. We're all just trying to belong somewhere. We want to know that we are safe within the bounds of our shared human experience. We want to know that what's on our map is the same as what's on other people's maps. If we find ourselves in a place that we can't find our map, on our map, that is, if we have an experience for which we have no frame of reference, no script, we feel lost. Unknown territory feels risky, unsafe, our stress response kicks in, and everything seems like a potential threat. But then, if somebody comes along and says, "Hey, you're okay. See, I've got this place on my map too. This is definitely part of the territory." We can relax. We know we are still at home, safe within bounds. We belong here. When people ask me, "Am I normal?" they're asking, "Do I belong?" The answer is yes. You belong in your body. You belong in the world. You have belonged since the day you were born. Hatha Be'etik, this is your home. And you don't have to earn it by conforming to some externally imposed sexual standard. You see, if you change your goal to wherever I belong, then you're always successful because you're already there. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Effed and Blessed. You can support this very independent show by buying our very cool merch on fuckedandblessed.com. And be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube for more content and reflections and ridiculous and deep stuff from me. Follow us at Effed and Blessed. That's F-D and Blessed. May we all lean into the beautiful duality of what it is to be fucked and blessed. What a gift. See you next time.